You'll see that's in the Bible as well. Let's look at it. In a series called Believe It or Not. Believe It or Not. We started this series a few weeks ago with a poll looking at what Christians, people that say they're Christians, and when you ask them questions, do they believe the Bible? Half of them say no. Do you believe that Jesus is the only way to heaven? Half of the Christians that say they're Christians say no. They don't know what they believe. Basically, they don't believe. Did you hear me say? And this, so I want to do a message on faith. I want to do a message on we need to believe God, man. So that's the idea to this series. And, of course, we've made it personal like we do all of them. Let's go with it, Rod. See what we got today. We got a fly. I'm like, let's get all we can get. Look at him. Okay. All right. Now, this series, remember the first one was the worst substance abuse. The worst substance abuse is not alcohol and drugs, in my opinion. The worst substance abuse is you not having faith. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The worst substance abuse is the opportunity we have to believe God, and we don't. Did you hear me? Yes or no? You can make it through your mess, but instead you say, I can't. Okay? So I call the message the worst substance abuse. Then we did another message called Faith, Drink It Up. So every one of these messages has something to do like substance abuse, drinking. It sounds like that, doesn't it? Well, I thought, well, let's go on. Here we go. Let's get high. How about that? Say. Get high. Get high on what? Get high on what? And that's what we do. If you're visiting today and you say, boy, they sure talk a lot. Well, that's what we do here. We're here for like 45 minutes right now, 40 minutes to learn God's Word. Let's apply today. We put it on a big screen so you can see it and you can eat it up here. So the message is get high on what? How many ever got high on something else? Can I see your hand? Come on. There we go. Go ahead and put your hand down. Put your hand down. I ask questions here. Come on. Here we go. Keep looking. What is real hope? Because we don't know what real hope is when we live in America. Hope in America, and hope to us in the English language is maybe. Well, I hope so, maybe so. Or, you know, hopefully, maybe, whatever, if. Is God happy with if, say? No, God don't like to be if'd. God don't like if words. Amen, say. He don't like that. He likes us to have hope, and he likes our hope to be something other than maybe. So what is real hope according to God, according to God's Word? Even when you break down the etymology of the word hope in the Bible, whether it's Hebrew or Greek, here's what the word hope means. The word hope means I am what? I am confident. It's not like our hope today. Well, maybe. Hope so. No, it's I am confident God will do what He said. He will what? But wait a minute. Hope is something else. It's also this. I am confident. Say this. I can do what God says I can do. Do you see where that's a little different than us sometimes? Oh, yeah, I believe God, but I don't believe I can make it. Well, it's because you don't have any hope. You don't believe you can do what God said you can do? Well, then if you don't believe you can do what God said you can do, then you don't believe who? God. God's not pleased with that. So we're talking about hope today, but also this is a series on faith, and faith and hope go hand in hand. Faith is, say it with me, I believe God. Can we say it again? Faith is, I believe God what? Period. If God said He had one son and He was the only way to God the Father, yeah, but what about this way? What about Confucius and Buddha and all these people? You know what I say? They're lying. That's ugly preaching today. I'm sorry. Does the Bible say to Gary Clark, Gary, let God be true and every man a liar? Does it say that? It says that. Yeah, but that's not very nice. Well, He tells me I need to be nice too, but I think He wants me to believe Him more than anything. Amen. Say. Amen. So, listen, faith is I believe God, period. God didn't have many sons. How many did He have? One. Does God say in His Word, if you go to church, He'll wash your sins away? No, then don't believe it will. Did God say in His Word, if you give money to the preacher or to the church, you'll go to heaven? Yes or no? No, He didn't say that, so don't believe that then. Did you hear me? Does the Bible say if you've been married before, you can't have communion? Does the Bible say that? No, it doesn't say that, does it? Then don't believe it. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Why don't you believe God? Hello? Okay. What are you listening to what I'm saying today? Have I wore you out already? Faith is I believe God, period. Hope is I have absolute what? In God. So I believe Him, but I also have confidence in Him. Faith is a little bit different than hope, but you see how they go hand in hand? That's what we've been talking about today. Hope, I am confident in His Son, Jesus Christ. I am confident in His Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the living God that He has given me, that it's inside of me, that walks alongside of me, that comforts me. I am confident in His Word. I'm not going to take the Word of God and, oh, I don't believe this, and I don't believe that, and I don't believe this, and I don't believe that. I'm not going to do that. That's not being confident in what you have called the precious Word of God. I'm confident in His promises. Say that with me. I'm confident in His what? The promises of the Word of God. They're there. They're for me. I believe them. I am confident. That is the word hope. God is all about me having faith and hope. If you wonder, what is God all about you doing? God is all about you having two things. Say it with me. Faith and what's God's will for my life? Faith and what's God's best for my life? Faith and you see how life gets sort of simplified? Say. That's what God's all about in your life and in my life. He's about me having faith in Him. He's about me being confident in Him, but also confident in myself because I have Him. Did you hear me? That's what He's about. Satan, however, is all about what? He's all about doubt. Satan is all about a doubt. Okay? He wants you to doubt God. You think God wants you to doubt Him? No. Matter of fact, He says, I hate that. You think God wants you to doubt His Word? No. He doesn't want any of that. See, that's all satanic. Satan is all about doubt. A faith and a hope that doubts and whines is not from God nor of God. I'll say that again. A faith and hope that doubts and whines because life got hard on you. So now all of a sudden, I guess God is dead. God ain't dead. Okay? You're crazy right now. That's the problem. And you're going through a lot of mess, and that's real. But it's no time for you to cut out your belief and run from God. It's a time for you to cut out your unbelief and run to God. Amen. So a faith and hope that doubts and whines is not from God nor of God. And you might say, Clark, you sure sound dogmatic on what you're preaching. Well, I'm dogmatic on it because I've lived a life of doubt. Okay? And I'm just tired of it. I don't want that for my life. You listening today, yes or no? Okay? So where does this doubt come from? It's from Satan and it's of Satan. Now, guys, I know sometimes in the church we've taken this and we've ran with it to some crazy extremes where you just name something and claim something and you think it's going to be yours by Friday. That's what the TV preachers will tell you. If you send them a fat check, you're going to get you a miracle. Guys, hey, Satan's all about perverting the promises of God and the Scriptures, isn't he? Yes or no? Okay, if he can't get you to doubt, then he'll probably get you to run off this way and jump off the bridge. Either way he gets you off the bridge, you're dead. Okay? So that's not what we're talking about. We ain't talking about kooky faith. Yes or no? Say. Talking about based on the Scriptures, believing God's Word, being confident in God. If you don't have hope, man, the Bible says hope deferred makes the heart what? What does that mean? If you don't have hope, it basically means you're going to be sick. But the beautiful thing is when that desire comes, when that hope starts to come inside, have you ever been sort of without hope and then you saw a ray of hope and all of a sudden you started feeling better? Say. That's the idea here. Hope. No hope makes you sick. Having hope is going to make you happy. It's the way of the blessed life. It's the happiest way to be. It's the best place to be in your life. To have hope. Amen? Several scriptures today. Keep going. Where there is no vision, say no hope. When there's no hope, where there is no hope, the people what? People perish. But he that keeps the law or believes God's word, believes the promises of God, happy is he. Okay? If you don't have hope, if you don't have the vision in your life that life matters, that I matter, that God has a good place for me in my life, listen, don't be surprised if your life's a train wreck. Don't be surprised if you don't get out of the mess you're in. All right? Faith is going to define you. That's what I said in the first message. The first message was about faith defining you. If you believe you're a loser, don't be surprised if you aren't. But the Scripture also says, talking about the Israelites, when they saw the giants, they said, we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. It goes on to say, and so we were in their sight. When you see yourself, when Satan can get you to the place where you're not believing and you don't believe, he sees you don't believe. Others see that you don't believe as well. It's not good for your family. Where there's no vision, the people perish. Now, hope is not something I can see. Now, this is a message on hope today. You better go ahead and just settle in here with me today. Amen? Say, okay? Hope is not something I can see. All right, what's the Scripture say? Hope is believing with confidence while I what? While I wait. Hope is believing with confidence in God and on God while I what? While I wait. Why does waiting have to be such a pain in the rear end? Excuse me. Why, when you wait, do you have to be depressed? Say, why, when you wait, do you have to whine? Because you don't have what it is that's coming your way. I'm talking about, let's say life's hard. Let's say you have been left. You are forsaken. You're alone. Yeah, you're alone. That's reality. That's true. But why instead of just being all down, why while you wait for whatever God has for you, why can't you be happy? Why can't you be happy? Say, well, you can if you have hope. Okay? That's what we're talking about today. But you can't see hope. Romans says, for we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man sees, why does he yet hope for it? But if we hope for that we see not, then we do with patience what? Hope is huge, man. Hope is a confidence in God, and it's the key to my waiting. Did you hear me? Hope is a confidence in God that He's going to do what He said He's going to do. And hope also is, I can do what God says I can do. But it's the key to me being in that place in my life where I have to wait, and I can't see it. And I've said this many times here in these services, but a lot of times when we're not in the mess, but we've been in mess before, but now we're through mess in our life, that particular kind of mess we'll call it, you can see that somebody has hope when they don't see it in themselves, can't you say? Because you've been there. You've been there. We feel like it's over. It's curtains. I can't make it another day. But others who have been there can say, wait a minute, get your head up. Because you were there before. Hope, hope, hope. We know that all things what? Work together for what? To them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. You don't see all things working together. We can't see many times in life how this is going to work out. How many ever had something that you can't believe it worked out? Let me see your hand. I can't believe it worked out. I can't believe it worked out. There ain't no way that was going to work out. You ever been? Let's do that again. How many ever saw something like that? I can't believe it. Hope. And unfortunately, though, many times it works out, but we were so messed up because we didn't have hope it was going to work out. But it ended up working out, didn't it? But you had this period of life that was crappy, and it didn't have to be. And it doesn't have to be. Because you can have hope regardless of the circumstances. Because my hope is connected to Him. See the difference? But they that wait upon the Lord, we taught this verse last week, shall renew their strength. Why while I wait, why can't I get me some renewed strength? While I'm waiting, why can't I get ready to get on the side of the mountain and get ready to get me be practicing my wings, baby? I'm waiting, baby, but I'm fixing to fly. Oh, yeah. They shall run and not be weary, even though you might have to be on that treadmill right now and you don't seem like you're going nowhere. You keep doing that, baby. Because you're hoping God's going to get you back out in that real world where you're moving again. Do you see the difference? Yes or no? They shall walk
And now you're hurt and you're in a mess and you're in the middle of it. But you keep walking, because as you keep walking, once you get back up again, you're going to be able to walk and not even breathe heavy. Amen? Say. Isn't that beautiful? I love this stuff. So get what? High, baby. You can tell people at Fellowship Church, Pat told me to go get high. On hope, not dope. Come on. Come on. Here we go. You see how the devil is? Well, he told me to get high on dope. Well, no, we said hope. You missed it. You missed it. Come on, here we go. Regardless of the circumstances, I love this verse I'm about to show you. It's one of my favorite in the Bible. As regardless of the circumstances, if you're still alive, you can still have hope. If you got a pulse, baby, feel it, man. If you got a pulse, you can believe, man. You can still have hope as long as you're alive. But sometimes we go ahead and bury ourselves before we're dead. That's craziness. Listen. Say this, I love this old Southern saying. I said it for years. You still got a what? You still got a what? As long as you're alive, you still got a what? Don't you count me out. I still got a dog's chance. Where'd I get that from? And maybe where'd that old Southern saying come from? You still got a dog's chance. Where'd that come from? So many of them, I find some of them arrive from the Bible. Look at this one. For to him that is joined to the living, to him who is still alive, who still has a pulse, there is what? For a living dog is better than a dead lion. Yeah, praise the Lord. That's a great verse. Come on. A living dog is better than a dead lion. You felt like a dog? Say. You man, you ever felt like, that's something I would say. But somebody say, man, I feel like a dog. An old mangy dog. You ever felt so knocked down, that's the way it was? I mean, I'm serious. You just feel like you just mangy. Ribs showing. You about done. But you still alive. Old tongue hang out. The Bible says, better is a living dog than a dead lion. Say that with me. Better is a living dog than a dead lion. Yeah, but he's so pretty. Look at him. Big old mane and everything. Look, he's the king of the jungle. King's dead. And the old dog under there sniffing him. Closest he ever got to a lion. I can see that old mangy dog jumping. I'm alive. Remember that picture. Quit making excuses why you let your life be the way it is. Did you hear me? If you've got a pulse, you can have hope. Say that with me. If I have a, I can have. I want you to think about that next time you're checking your pulse. Is it beating hope? It should be. So how do I get high on hope? How do I get high? Here we go. How do I get high on hope? How do we do it, Pastor? You say you this message, high on hope. How do I get high on hope? I've got a couple of points, and then we're going to be done today. How do I get high on hope? How do I get high on hope? I don't have any hope, Clark. How do I get high on hope if I don't have it? Well, we're going to get you some hope. You ready for some hope? Here we go. And it's going to be up to you if you want it or not. Hope in God. Hope is in God's Word. Hope in God's Word. Hope in God's Word. Hope in God's Word. If you need faith, that's what you need. And you need hope, which is similar to faith. Faith comes by what? Hearing, and hearing the what? The Word. The Word. You've started today. You're here today. We're not saying a bunch of gobbledygook today. Hey, you've learned something already. Better's a living dog than a dead lion. Hope on that one. Hide that in your heart today. Amen. You've learned today that when I don't have hope, I'm sick. But when I do have hope, hey, I'm happy. We've learned these scriptures, a lot of them already. Faith comes by what? Hearing God's Word. So hope in God's Word. For whatsoever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through what? Patience and comfort of the what? Might have what? Hope. Why do I have the Bible? so I can act like I'm better than other people? Are you kidding me? I have the Scriptures so I can have hope. I have the Bible so that I can make it through this life. I have the Bible so that I can eat it up and I can be salt and light in a dark place. Amen. Say, I have the Scriptures so I can know how to raise my kids and be a good husband and do the things I need to do. You hear me today? Come on, man. Hope in God's Word. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. Say that with me. I what? And you're what? These are Scriptures, guys. This is not something I'm making up. I grew up in a house, didn't know how to have hope. Knew how to get high, didn't know how to have hope. Okay? This is how you get high on hope. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait. And in His what? Word do I hope. Well, I can't make it. Well, yes, you can. Why you say I can? Because the Bible says I can. Amen. You ever been there in your life where that's all you had to hang on to was the Bible? His promises? And it was enough. Say, it was enough. Praise God. Amen. So, I hope in this Word. I hope in the Lord. I hope in the Lord. Be of good courage and He shall strengthen your heart. All you that hope in who? The Lord. Well, I'll just get better if I can find me a sweet thing. Why don't you get better right now, say, before Miss Sweet Thing or Mr. Sweet whatever comes along? How about that? Maybe somebody will come along one day. Good, that's good, that's good. But maybe instead of getting somebody that's a train wreck, they'll get somebody who's solid. Amen, say. Would you let the Lord, why don't you put your hope in the Lord, not Mr. Right? He is Mr. Right. He's Mr. Righteous. Amen. Put your hope in Him. Hope in the Lord, regardless of your situation. Hope in the Lord. I wait for who? My Lord. My soul doth wait, and in His Word do I hope. So I'm waiting on the Lord. I'm putting my hope in the Lord. So hope in the Word. Hope in the Lord. We're talking about how to get high on hope. Hope in the Lord's what? Woo, baby. Hope in God's mercy right now. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear Him or respect Him. Upon those that do what? In His what? The word mercy means price paid. God paid the price for our sin. God has forgiven us. I don't know where you're at in life. I don't know what you've done. Maybe you're walking away from God. And you're not where you need to be with God today. And maybe Satan's using that guilt that you think you're no good, you can't get back up again. I'm going to tell you something. You can get back up again because God is merciful. Hope and mercy. Did you hear me? The Lord takes pleasure in them that fear Him or respect Him and those that hope in His what? So hope and mercy. So how do I get high on hope? How do I get high? Here we go on hope. Hope in His Word, hope in the Lord, and hope in what? His mercy. That's just going through the Bible and finding this. Now, what does me being high on hope do? We know what happens when you get high otherwise, right? Okay, you're stumbling and bumbling, and you might feel really good, man. Okay, well, what does this high hope from God do for you? What is it going to do for you? It's going to lift me up. It's going to lift me up. When I start to put my hope in the Lord, and I have my confidence in the Lord, don't be surprised if you get what? Lifted up. Amen? Now, the God of hope, fill you with all what? Joy and peace in what? Believing that you might what? Abound through the power of the Holy Ghost. Yeah, you've been through mess perhaps. Yeah, it's hard. But why not, while you're waiting, why not be abounding? Say, why not be happy? Why not have joy? Why not have peace? Why not have confidence? Why not be able to smile again and even sing a song? Why not? Say. God wants that for you. Did you hear me? Come on. What does high hope do for me? Well, it lifts me, but high hope also does this for me. It what? It grounds me. Having hope. Yeah, it does lift, but hope also puts my feet on the ground.
I don't know how you feel, but sometimes when I have been so hurt or so discouraged in my life, and the pain was so bad, it felt good sometimes just to finally hit the bottom. Because at least then I knew I was standing on something. And wasn't going to fall no further. You hear me today or not? Hope has a way of grounding us. Let's see what the Scriptures say. That by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to what? We might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the what? That is set before us. No matter what happens to me in this world, no matter what I go through, no matter the hurt or the pain that can be hurled at me, there's nothing that can shake me or my foundation that I have in Jesus Christ. God will not lie. God will not leave me. He didn't love me because of my all good looks and good talent, all that good stuff to begin with. He loved me while I was yet a what? Sinner. There's nothing I can do to stop His love. Amen? There's nothing nobody else can do to stop Him from loving me either. Do you see how that has a way of putting your feet on the ground? Yes or no? Which hope we have as a what? That's the idea of this point. Which hope we have as a what? An anchor. Having hope in God, having confidence that He's going to do what He said He is going to do, and that I can do what He says I can do, it is an anchor in my life. When the winds blow, when the storms come, I can still be anchored in the harbor. Amen? And though I get battered and whooped and beat, at the end of the day when the storm passes, look at me. I'm still holding because He's holding me, baby. Amen? Say, do you see hope or not? Both sure and steadfast, which enters into the veil within Jesus Christ, whether the forerunner has entered for us, even Jesus, made a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Nothing's going to take me from the love of God. Nothing's going to separate me from Christ now. He's entered the veil on my behalf. And Christ Jesus now sits at the right hand of God the Father as my high priest making intercession for me. You telling me I don't have hope, that ought to ground you. Okay? So, what does high hope do for me? Well, it encourages me. It encourages me when I have my hope. The hope of the righteous shall be what? Why are so many Christians negative? Why are so many Christians down? Why are so many Christians, people don't want to be around them? Why? They don't have hope. Did you hear me today? They have a religion. They have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof, the Bible says. The power to lift me. I'm going to tell you something about my mama. My mama was abused. I didn't know she was beat like my mama was beat. I had gone on to college, out of the school, out of that. I got married in Florida. Mama was so strong. After she was murdered, a neighbor lady brought pictures to the fence of my mama's face beat up, beat black and blue, where my stepdad had put her on the washing machine and just beat her head in. But I'm going to tell you something about my mama. You would never know my mama was ever beat. I wish mama would have left. I wish if I'd have known, I'd have done, she, you know, would have done anything I could to help her, you know? But the bottom line is, my mother, even though she was beat, even though she lived that kind of life, my mother had a way when she walked into a room, she still lit it up. And it wasn't fake. She had the joy of the Lord in her life. She knew that God loved her and was with her. And that whatever would happen, He was going to take care of her. I'm sure when I see Mama, and I have the confidence today that Mama's with the Lord and that she's saying, son, don't you weep for me. I am so fine. It ain't even funny. You know? Guys, listen. The hope of the righteous shall be what? Why can Mama come into a room? Why can Mama go to church? Why can Mama serve other people? Why can Mama pick up people and bring them to church and give things to people all the time? Always giving people stuff. Always doing it. Why can Mama do that? Because the hope of the righteous is to be what? Gladness. Guys, just because we got a right to whine don't mean we have to.
Did you hear me or not? Now don't get me wrong. Hey, abusers, you know, I got zero time for them, you know, as far as I'm concerned. You know, we won't even go there right now. But the bottom line is that regardless of what you're going through, you can still have hope. Did you hear me today? Nobody can beat the hope out of you. Amen? I'm going to be ugly. Somebody says they're going to beat the hell out of you. You may as well say, hey, baby, that's already done. That happened to Jesus on the cross, baby. And you ain't going to beat the hope out of me. You know what I mean? You hear me today? You're not going to beat the hope out of me. Ain't happening. Okay? I believe my mother's last words, this is my opinion, I believe my mother's last words, as she was looking out of the barrel of a .357 Magnum, I believe my mother's last words were, you can't threaten me with heaven. As bad as a story as that is, I'm just telling you, I say that to say, where are you at today? Why don't you get you some hope and hang on to it, baby? Amen? Come on. The wicked is driven away in his what? And so many times, that's how we're going to solve the mess in our life, the pain in our life. We're going to drink it away. We're going to smoke it away. We're going to shoot it away. It ain't going to go away that way. The wicked is driven away in his wickedness, but the righteous have what? Hope in his what? Death. This hope's a big deal. By the way, if you start to look up hope in your Bible, it is unbelievable how many times the word hope appears and faith appears in your Bible. Crazy. So, how do I stay high? That's the problem with getting high, because it'll come down. You got to go get high again, don't you? How can you stay high on hope? How can you stay high on hope? What's the Bible say? Hope how? Continually. Hope continually. Hope continually. Every day, all throughout the day, hope. But I will hope what? And I will yet praise you more and more, Lord. How about that? How about that? You think you can do that? I'm going to hope continue. I'm going to praise him more and more. My mouth is going to show forth your righteousness and thy salvation all, how long? All the day. If I get me tomorrow, we're going to do it again. Hope continually. This is how you stay high on hope. Hope how? Firmly. Firmly. Hope firmly. And we desire that every one of you do show the same what? Diligence to the full assurance of what? Hope. So there's diligence, there's assurance of hope unto the what? End. Don't let go of hope. Don't stop hoping. All the way, you press in. That you be not slothful, lazy, but followers of them, who through faith and patience have gone before us. They've inherited the promises. Why don't you get the promises? They did it, you can do it. Amen? Firm man in my hope. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your what? Be firm here. Be firm here. Gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober. And what? Hope to the what? For the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Hope firmly. How do I stay high on hope? Ooh, Roger, you're wearing me out. Hope how? Knowingly. Knowingly. Know that this hope is working. It's good. You're being purified through it. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Wow. Therefore the world knows us not because it didn't know Him. Beloved, now we are the sons of God and daughters of God. It doth not yet appear what we shall be. I don't know. That's all going to pan out. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall what? We're going to be like Him, for we're going to see Him as He is. And look at this incredible verse. And every man that hath this what? Purifies himself, even as he's pure. Did you know as you keep your confidence in God, you're purifying yourself? When you have your confidence in God, your hope in God, making decisions based on His Word, even though the mess is all around you, and even though you feel like a dog dead in a road, been run over by a truck, I'm going to tell you something. As you keep waiting, as you keep hoping with that confidence, you're being purified. You're being strengthened. And God is blessing you. You can't see it, but it's happening. How many would say amen? Praise the Lord. You've seen it. You've experienced it in your own life. And for some of you that don't have any hope today, you're feeling hopeless. That's why I'm going a little overboard here. Hope knowingly. We went over this verse in detail last week. But they that wait upon the Lord. You've got to know this. If I wait with hope and confidence in the Lord, I shall renew my strength. I shall mount up with wings as eagles. I shall run, and I am not going to be so wore out like I am feeling. And I'm going to walk and not be out of breath anymore. I'm going to make it. Amen? You feeling it? Yes or no? You've got to know that. I can't know that for you. You've got to know that for yourself. Hope, and this is the last one, right, Raj? Hope, say that with me, eternally. Now, guys, don't mess this one up, though. Don't come to Christ and, okay, now I'm saved and I know I'm not going to hell. Okay, I got that done. I checked that off. What about life you just missed? You missed life, though, dude. But also, don't just hope in the here and now, dude. Hope also in the hereafter and the eternity. If in this life, and by the way, it would be worth it to follow Jesus Christ if it was only for this life. What I've learned in the Word of God, if there was no heaven, but there is, if there was no heaven, it would be worth it for me, I think, to have known Jesus and the change that He's brought in my life. But guys, it ain't just about this life. Paul, matter of fact, so much more is awaiting us, it ain't even funny. This is the hard part. You know what I mean? Heaven's coming. Paul said, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most what? Comparing what we have in eternity to the hope that is good down here and the hope that we can have here is incredible. But Paul said to compare, I'm going to tell you something, it was only down here we'd be men most miserable when you compare the two. But now is Christ risen from the dead. He's become the first fruits of them that slept. You don't have to fear death. Is that pretty big or not? Say, can we just praise Him because we don't have to fear death this morning? Come on, how about that? Thank you, Lord. That's a pretty big deal. We don't have to fear death. This hope is going to be there. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God. Thanks be to God, which gives us the what? Are you feeling the hope? Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Here comes the hope. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, be unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. How you feeling? Aren't you glad hope is something the Lord gave us? One day just think of stepping on shore and finding it heaven, of touching a hand and finding it God's, of breathing new air and hoarse and finding it celestial, of waking up in glory and finding it home. Amen. Hope, 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 hope. Get high on hope. Amen. Come on. Let's praise the Lord for His word this morning. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. That was a good word. Thank you, Lord.